She worked with me and said, look, come on, Anne, why don't we do what these other people have done and get direct payments? She said, then we wouldn't have to rely on getting up at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning and going to bed at, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We can, you know, be free and make our own choices. Well, I was terrified because I'd never done anything like that before. And thinking of employing people, oh, it was mind-boggling. But we were determined then. I really got excited by the whole idea because I was relying on district nurses. There was no community care at the beginning, and they used to come 6 o'clock or 5 in the morning to get me up and midnight at night. So I was absolutely, and I was working, so I was absolutely shattered. So that wasn't good. So anyway, yeah, so we wrote this paper, this policy paper on direct payments and how it could work in Kingston. And we went to the director, we made this appointment and we went. And at the time, we didn't realise, but she handed in a notice she was going. And I think she saw this as her swan song, because she was a real goer, she was a real doer. And she was very much on our side. You know, when I think that in those days, 91 I think it was, yeah, 91, there was a big convention in Vancouver. And we went to her and said, look, we want to go. This is a meeting of the world, and this is the first big convention on disability. What about paying for us to go? Because I'm paying for all the other staff to do all these pranky things at that time. So she said, okay. So we had 2 weeks in Vancouver at the council's expense. You see, you can sort of make things happen if you, well, it wasn't about knowing who, it was just about, well, it was knowing who might have the power to do something. So we had a wonderful time. And came back very much more knowledgeable than when we'd set off. I mean, I think all we had to do was write a report to the council on what we'd done, what we'd listened, you know, heard. So that was good. So direct payments came in, and at that time we had a kind of coordinator in KCIL, and we said, we've got to have a management group for this. We can't do it all on our own now, because we want to get as many people in as are interested, because we don't want to be only two people that are just having it all to ourselves. You know, we want everyone to enjoy the same sort of rights.